A letter of advice to my younger self. Dear Shelley, gazing backwards in time and space, I see you, aged 20, in Port Elizabeth, South Africa. A reporter on the local Evening Post with a newfound sense of your capacity to engage readers with words. You've found your voice, a distinctive way of perceiving and writing about a world you find baffling and unequal and harsh. All your news items, court reports, even fashion coverage and diaries ring with the wide-eyed indignation that the apartheid regime invokes in you. Your writing, even then, is tinged with the dark ironies of a political system that employs grim euphemisms such as separate development and white by night. You write with passion and conviction, yet have no idea that what you see and describe is anything other than small-town journalism for a tiny sector of a very small-town audience. Real writing, the kind of writing that lasts and breaks boundaries, emanates from England or America and grows mouldy in the turrets of the Port Elizabeth Public Library. Then, a few years later, you come to live in England, the source of most of the greatest words ever written, and instead of being inspired by proximity with the greats, you feel even more parochial and irrelevant. You remain silent. You use your verbal dexterity to produce slabs of text that earn money but mean little. The voice that is uniquely you has been stilled. It's an encounter with a novelist, esteemed in the literary establishment, that gives you courage to find it again. Alice Thomas Ellis convinces you that you're interesting, with an interesting story to tell. This releases a flood of fiction that has been pressing against the dam wall of your creativity. It also induces in you a dangerous dependency on a Svengali-like figure whom you believe is giving you the right to write. Not only that, you are convinced that the only interesting thing about you is your religious cultural heritage, Jewish, and your parental history, both Holocaust survivors. A suffering Jew. Surely you can see the appeal for Thomas Ellis, a fervent Catholic with a self-proclaimed devotion to a greater suffering Jew? Clearly not. You're hooked, unable to see that self-belief contingent on the provisional approval of someone else is inherently unstable, and unable to believe that you or what you write can be interesting without the Jewish Holocaust tag. Even when your innate storytelling compulsion breaks through with the funny, sad Sister's Tale or the wickedly dark Last Honeymoon, you cannot trust that it's you, not the Jewish Holocaust you, who has something interesting to say. How much time and energy and potential you waste on self-examination and doubt. Now, with my long experience of teaching new writers, I can see clearly that it is in conviction that the strongest fiction, that elusive voice editors talk about, is rooted. I want to tell you, my younger writing self, what I urge my students. Firstly, write from within, as though no one, not your critical inner editor or the mother who's long dead, is watching you. Suspend critical judgment while you write. And finally, allow no expectation from yourself or others to warp or obstruct your creativity.